This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Election day, at least for the primary, is over and done with. We have the general election coming up, but that will not be until November, so we've got some breathing room. I'd like to congratulate all the candidates for running in this primary election. While I've never been a candidate myself, as many of you will remember, my father was a political candidate for many, many years. I am well aware of the toll it can take on an individual when they choose to run for public office. First and foremost, a candidate must build their resume, if you will. They need to clearly define their position on any number of issues and be ready to explain that position to whatever audience they're in front of. That is not an easy task. A lot of thinking and planning must go into this step. Then, of course, there's the fundraising aspect of being a candidate. Again, no easy task. Expenses can add up quickly when one decides to run for public office, from various filing fees to campaign signs and literature to advertising to the local population. These all take money, and sometimes a lot of it. Then, of course, there are the endless meetings for the candidates to attend to meet the prospective voters and outline their position on the issues. A lot of these meetings are luncheons, which take time away from a candidate's regular job, and many of them are at night or on weekends, leaving the candidates precious little time for family, etc. It's a time-consuming endeavor, and one that exposes the candidate to endless speculation, criticism, and in some of the tougher races, just plain mean messaging. Some of it is frankly hard to take. We'll be told that if this candidate or that candidate wins, life will be over as we know it. Of course, that's simply hogwash, but we're exposed to it each and every election cycle. Some candidates won last night, and some candidates lost. Some candidates are now running in the general election, and the cycle starts all over again for them. One thing they share in common is their desire to enter the public stage and try to make our lives better. While you might not agree with some of the candidates, they all deserve our respect for throwing their hat in the ring and telling us what they believe and what they stand for. It takes a tremendous amount of courage to meet and greet voters time and time again and get up on stage to announce their views and positions. Sometimes they have to fight for their life, so to speak, against other candidates who are running against them for the same office. Nope, win or lose, my hat is off to all the candidates that ran in the just-concluded primary election. You did your best, and you shared your thoughts and ideas with us, and frankly, that is just one more thing that makes America the greatest country in the world. Free and fair elections. It just can't be beat. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.